CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian musician Katie Murphy, and you're based in Winnipeg. Right now we're playing, I think it's three tracks from your latest CD, X's and O's. So how did you come up with that title?
It seemed pretty obvious to me as I was writing the record. The subject matter tended to be revolving completely around breakups.
Okay.
And as well, I made every mistake possible in the recording process in terms of how to get that record made. So there was a lot of, you know, it was around mistakes and breakups, and one day the X's and O's just came to me.
Well, that's interesting. So did you write all the songs yourself?
I wrote all of them except for there's a song called I Can't Wait Much More, and I co-wrote that with a local gentleman named Brian James.
Okay, that's one of the ones we're playing, I Can't Wait Much More, and She's Got a Lot Going On, and also Move On. You've got your inspiration from your own experiences, I guess, with relationships and those around you?
I do. I tend to not be able to, I kind of get overtaken by whatever I'm going through, and even if I'm trying to write from another person's perspective, or even when I begin a song that's telling another story, they all tended to come right back around to the subject matter of what I was going through, which was a really big and difficult breakup. It just became the big theme.
I think a lot of people can relate with these songs.
Good.
Now, this is actually your second CD.
Not that good that, you know, we all go through those kind of heartbreaks, but...
It's unfortunate. It is. But, you know, I think music helps people through a lot of different things in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it helps, hopefully it helps people to realize that other people go through similar things. Yeah.
Just a sense of not feeling alone. Mm-hmm. Now, this is your second album?
It is, yeah.
Okay, and the first
one was called A Nest in a Box, and I released that 5 years ago now.
5 years ago, okay. How did you get started in music anyway?
It's kind of always been in my life. My parents gave us music lessons when we were young, and then my older brother started a band as soon as he could, so I would hang out with them in their rehearsals and see if I could sing backup or see what I could do to be involved, and picked up a guitar as soon as one became available and started writing songs. And yeah, I've been, you know, writing tunes and melodies since I was 8, and just has been always a part of my life. But it just, to take it to the next level, or to try and push myself, I guess, with it, took until my first daughter was born, ironically.
Okay.
So it was once I became a mom that I realized I wanted to do more with my music than just have it as a hobby.
Okay, interesting. A lot of inspiration then from being a mom. That's great. Now, 5 years between the first album and the second one. When did this one come out?
This one is going to be released this spring, so it's just available on digital release right now, and the official release date is May 13th.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Finally.
Have you had a lot of good response around the area that you live in?
So far, so yeah, I am. I'm having a lot of support, and it's getting pretty exciting to have something out there and something to talk about.
Your music, from what I was reading, is compared to the music of Sarah McLachlan, Brandi Carlile, and Sarah Sleen. So would you say it's more of a pop, or in between a pop and...
Yeah, I say it is more of a pop, and I'm acoustic based, so I am a little bit stuck between two worlds of folk and pop, because I'm not really as pop as some pop artists, but I'm definitely not a traditional folk artist. So my favorite artists right now are Matt Anderson, who's a singer-songwriter from the East Coast, and CeeLo Green.
Okay, CeeLo Green, yeah, that's pretty popular.
That's the kind of chasm that I fall into.
Okay, certainly two different spectrums there.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song on the album?
On my record? Different ones for different reasons, but I think Ooh, still, that first track, Ooh, She's Got a Lot Going On, is my favorite, because I have those male backups, and that those, every time they sing them, it makes me feel like I'm on top of the world.
Okay, you're releasing this spring, and after that you're planning a big tour.
Yeah, so I'm actually starting the tour first, and as soon as I'm finished it, when I get back home, that's when I'm going to do the official release. So it'll be a release tour preceding the actual official date.
That's exciting. So where are you going?
So I leave March 26th is my first date in Brandon, and I'm going all the way west first, so I play my way out to Vancouver, and then come back through, and I play my way out to Halifax.
Okay. What a tour.
It'll be 6 weeks total.
6 weeks total?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 weeks. And I've got my husband, who's also a performer, singer-songwriter. His name is Sean Brown. And he's coming along so that we can bring our two girls along as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's a really exciting, doubly exciting tour, just a national tour in support of a new record, and then I get to bring my family along.
It's going to be really exciting, and it's really nice that your husband's in the music business too.
It's really nice, and it's really hard sometimes.
Hard, yeah.
The best of both.
Now, if somebody wants to purchase your music, I see iTunes listed here, and also CD Baby.
That's right, yeah. You can find those links on my website, or go to iTunes or CD Baby and search Katie Murphy. And that's where it'll be available until I get to meet you in person.
Let's give the address for that.
That's www.katiemurphy.ca.
Okay, easy to remember. And you're also on Facebook and Twitter?
Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. And again, you can find the links to all of those pages on my website.
Good. Lots of places to find you then.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to mention, Katie?
Just that if there's anyone in the Montreal and Sherbrooke area that wants to bring me there for a concert, please get a hold of me at katie@katiemurphy.ca. I'm trying to work that into my tour stops.
And that would be good.
It's the last frontier that I've got to tackle there. So I think that's everything. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Good. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Katie, and all the best.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. Take care.
Girls will see.